I'm Professor Jack Singh from La Trobe University Center for Technology in Fusion. This is Australia's first zero emission house. Let me invite you into the house and then show you what we have done for energy management in this house. The Australian zero emission house has got features that allows you to monitor energy usage in real time and control it. It has got other features like alternate energy sources. The bottom line is what we want to do is that make sure that there is zero emission from this house. So we are using energy from the alternate energy sources and at the same time using energy from the grid to make sure there is a balance. The entire house is managed by the Smart Energy Management System, which was developed by our researchers from La Trobe University and can be controlled by a single touchscreen panel as shown up here.
Now, this home screen is showing you a complete snapshot of what is happening inside the smart home. It identifies where you're consuming the most amount of energy, showing different colors, red, green, and orange. So at a glance, you can pick up what is happening in the house. So if you click on a particular area, it shows you a summary of how much energy you've spent. And then what you can do from here is you can start drilling down into the details of the energy consumption for that particular area. On the right of your screen, what you see is a summary of all your consumption. So right at the top, it's showing you how much water is being consumed in the house. In the middle, it's showing you a summary of how much energy is being generated by the solar system installed here and how much you're consuming off the grid. And at the bottom, it's showing you at a glance view of where the energy is going in the house. So here you can see that your air conditioning system and water heater are amongst the appliances which are consuming most energy. And if you click on them like I did now, you can actually see when it was consumed. So you can see, okay, in the morning, we were using the hot water system. At the bottom of the screen, it shows you the summary of the house for today, for month to date, and the monthly estimate. At the left of the screen, what you can see is different appliances that can be controlled in the smart house. At the top, you see is a control for the heating and cooling of the home. Then it's the car charger for the electric car. There is a special button here which is called the standby switch. What it allows you to do is say, for example, when you go to bed, you can just put the house into a standby mode and all the appliances in your living areas, the kitchen appliances, they will be switched off or put into the standby mode. So you can go to bed and there's no more standby energy being consumed in the house. This house is installed with our energy management platform. What I mean by that, by platform, is that not only your touchscreen device, but you can also connect to the energy management system from your office desk or your smart device, such as my mobile phone here. Now, what I demonstrated before is with the ability to control different circuits in your home. So for example, I'll demonstrate that you can switch on and off your lighting from your mobile phone. The other important ability is to be able to put your house in standby mode. So for example, if I leave to work and my house tells me that the house is still consuming energy more when I'm not at home. So what I can do is I can connect to the system remotely from wherever I'm at and put my house in standby mode. So you see the television which is in the living area, it switched off. What happened in addition to this is the appliances that were in the kitchen area, they were also switched off. So even if I'm not at home, I can securely connect to my home and minimize the energy consumption